ask your questions. Hello, this is Hans Golf Zero Uniform Papa Lima, and I've just given a presentation about implementing SSB in the QMX and QMX Plus transceivers. It was the culmination of almost a year's work on the project, which is a huge amount of work considering the entire QMX production originally took 4.5 months from beginning to design it to actually producing it, having it ready for sale, PCB design, firmware production, component sourcing, everything. And this SSB project was just purely a firmware update and took almost a year to complete. Huge number of rabbit holes that I had to go down. I mean, it's not just SSB, but it's also implementing controlled envelope, single sideband, transmit equalization, AGC, VOX, and phase predistortion, which makes a significant improvement to the performance, and self-calibration routines for the phase predistortion and synchronization of the phase and amplitude modulation. So there were so many different facets to it that really took a very long time to work on. But the end result is very, very good, very good performance. My 40-meter IMD3 measurement was minus 35 dBc, which is the same as the Elecraft K3S, according to the ARL QST lab review report. And so really good performance, excellent features with the controlled envelope, single sideband, very important, almost better than doubles your effective average transmit power. So a really good result after a whole year of very hard work, really hard work.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So sometimes I wonder quite how I got through it, how I persisted through to the end, but I did, and it's been worth it.
You deserve a vacation now.
Well, yeah, we had a couple of vacations along the way, family vacations. So,
okay. Now, one of the questions that Bill has is, why do people still build when it's so cheap to buy, given surface mount and pick and place and basically robotic construction?
Our transceivers, the QMX, QMX Plus, QDX, they use mostly SMD construction because many components now are only available in SMD.
Yes.
And so a lot of it is pre-assembled SMD boards. There are still some components which are not SMD, the toroids, for one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask me, okay, why do you need to use toroids? You can just buy these molded choke things. But the performance, again, toroids have a very high performance and self-shielding properties from the topology of the toroidal form. And the low permeability of those powdered iron toroids really produces a very high Q toroid, which improves the performance, both on receive and on transmit. So you lose less power in the transmit low-pass filters. And the receiver input filters have a higher IMD3 when you use these toroids than they would if you used molded ready inductors. So toroids still have to be produced and done by hand. And then there are other components like the connectors and things. Why do people like to do that? I mean, we offer them as a kit. We also offer them as assembled radios. We probably sell twice as many as a kit compared to an assembled radio. So still the kits are more popular. Of course, the assembled radios, it costs a bit more because we're having to pay people to do that. So there's a higher fee for that. But I think when you build your own equipment, you get a unique experience from it and connection from it, a pride in doing it. And at the end of the day, we're all in a hobby. Why are we doing this? Not because we need to, mm-hmm. because we want to. And it's fun for us. And it's more fun if we build our own equipment than it is if we just go and buy something that's ready to use. And so we don't need radios to communicate.
We have many other ways of
doing communication that are much easier and much cheaper. But we still do it like any other hobbies, like football, fishing, sailing, any other thing. We don't need fishing. We can just go to the supermarket. So yeah. Why do we need to do fishing? It's much cheaper to just go to the supermarket mm-hmm. than to bother to spend all day sitting on a boat somewhere trying to find your own fish. But we do it, or some people do it, because it's fun. They enjoy it. And it's the same with radios. And I think people get a lot of pleasure out of building their own radios and operating their own radios. There's even published papers on what they call the IKEA effect, where people buy IKEA furniture and it comes in a flat pack that they have to assemble themselves. And they find that people love this furniture far more. Even though it might be lower quality furniture, they still love it far more because they put it together and they assembled it and they followed those instructions and they feel proud of themselves because they managed to put it all together correctly. IKEA effect.
I remember reading about that.
Right.
Okay, well, that does a pretty good answer to the question, why do people build? Because they like it, and right. They're proud of what they've done.
Yeah, yeah. That's certainly, I always get a lot of satisfaction out of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
I will tell you, if I can figure out how to turn this thing off,